There's a guy, he was robbing a Starbucks, and a patron was like, no, you ain't going to do that.
Not my Starbucks.
And he went and kind of confronted the guy, and they got into like an altercation. They got thrown on the ground, and the good Samaritan, so to speak, was punching the guy. And the good Samaritan got stabbed in the throat.
Oh.
And now the guy who was trying to rob the Starbucks and his mom is suing this guy that,
yeah,
that broke up the whole robbery.
And the mom is, I seriously want to strangle her.
Well, is she just defending her son?
No,
is that what she's saying?
She's not. She's blaming it like the son is the victim.
Total victim.
Whoa. The total. He's in a store, Starbucks, with a knife and a gun. A guy takes a chair that's sitting there and smashes it over his head because he's threatening the employees with a knife and a gun. Now, I have to admit, one of the employees is kind of laughing because she doesn't believe it's real and she thought it was being set up. Because this guy's
that's the world we live in these days,
well,
you know?
Yeah, you're like, where's the camera?
Yeah.
Plus, as someone who's been robbed by gunpoint, when it's happening, you're like, is this really happening?
Is this
it
for
seems
real?
So surreal. It's very bizarre. By the way, Mancuso Mavgood, our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, please. Here is the mother defending the son.
So do you think that when she sees blood gushing out of a man's neck that it's funny and that she'll still get over it?
Actually, they had to bring in, Starbucks brought in counselors for the baristas because of what they witnessed that man do to my son.
What they witnessed the man
do
to the son.
Because the man hit him over the head with the chair.
Right. So they're saying Starbucks employees were so traumatized, which they probably were.
Yeah.
But not because the son was robbing the store, but because this guy was trying to prevent him from hurting people.
They were
just that. It has nothing to do with the robbery. It has nothing to do with the Good Samaritan got a knife wound in his neck. Nothing like that? No.
Nearly killing him. They had to bring people in because they were horrified what they saw, what he did to them.
Do you really, like, I know you're not.
He took the fifth in court. Okay. He took the fifth.
I know you're not cemented in on the idea of a lawsuit, that you're still considering it, but are you seriously considering suing that Good Samaritan who stopped the robbery, who stopped your son right there in the video from wielding a knife on anybody in that store?
Not my choice.
What's not your choice? To file a lawsuit?
I'm not going to be the one to file the lawsuit.
Who's going to file the lawsuit then?
Who got injured?
Her
son.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Seriously, I can't handle this girl.
Mom of the year. Mom of the year.
Not my choice.
If they have a chance of winning this, then honestly, I'm moving to North Korea.
Hey, Jason Goodman, there's other safer, closer options, like Canada.
Don't be so dramatic.
Or Mexico.
But you know, we talk about these things. We hear stories about a guy, let's say he's robbing somebody's home, and it happens to be icy conditions, and the guy slips and falls on the front steps because they're icy, and then he sues the homeowner, and he's won before.
No, it's insane.
Things that do not make any sense to me.
And we'll post the entire interview with his mom. She is so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
But we do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is the law of the unconditional love of your mama. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Because there's no way this guy's going to find an attorney to bring a lawsuit against the Good Samaritan. But this lady's just, you know, your mama loves you, and no matter what kind of a little schmuck you are and what kind of terrible things you do, she's always going to come to your aid. And that's really what this is about.
Yeah.
But this guy, you know, he was robbing a Starbucks, and this gentleman, 58-year-old Craig Jerry, he picked up a chair, you know, and hit the guy. And then a knife struggle ensued, and the Good Samaritan was actually stabbed too. But he actually ended up getting the upper hand, and he stabbed this young man like 17 times.
Wow.
And what she's saying is, what the mom is saying is that it was excessive force. And California, where this happened, you're allowed to use the amount of force that is necessary to stop the assault. And she's saying that he took it too far because he stabbed the thief 17 times.
You know what? For full transparency, Lisa, we didn't know that part of the story.
I did not know it was 17 times.
It didn't change it for me. It didn't change it for me, but yeah.
It doesn't change it for you, though, right?
No, it doesn't.
No, because that would not have happened had the guy not come in with a knife in the first place.
And if I had gushing blood coming out of my neck and I just got stabbed, I'm
going to
make sure the guy is stopping whatever he's doing as many stabs as it takes.
Now, Lisa, let me ask you, because they never brought that up in the interview about the 17 times. Is this guy alive after 17 times?
Yeah, he survived, and he's in jail now. Of course, you know, he got medical treatment, and he's in jail now. He's been charged with felony, I think attempted armed robbery. Mm-hmm. And but you know, but what the mom is saying is, look, you know, you could have subdued my kid without stabbing him 17 times, and so you went too far. And California law, you know, says only the force that's necessary to stop the event. But still, it doesn't change it for me. I think, you know, they were having a huge knife fight, and the Good Samaritan, he got stabbed too. And, you know, it's just, it's one of the situations, the kid put himself in this position, and it wasn't like, what the law is about is trying to say, look, if you've subdued the person and then you go on, you know, it'd be different if, like, he had the guy subdued, had him down on the ground, and then he just started stabbing him or kicking him or, you know, shooting him.
Yeah, the guy's, like, not moving.
And look, I can be proud of my son. And like you said, oh, that's just the mom. I'm not going to stick up for him if he does that. I'm not.
Yeah. I would certainly not go on national television.
What the hell are you thinking?
Right. Well, I could see, like, let's say if there was somebody interviewing you, you would maybe make excuses like, oh, well, my son, he's having a tough time. He has a drug problem.
Yes.
But what he did was wrong.
Yes.
Not go on saying, not my fault.
Right.
Not my decision.
That man hurt my thieving son with a knife and a gun.
Yeah.
It's a all bad right. situation all around.
He should have been apologizing to this Good Samaritan and to the barista and the people at Starbucks
because you know,
her son was doing something wrong.
If this, for instance, the lawsuit did get filed and they won for some reason, it would make people, Good Samaritans, reluctant to help out.
Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
yes. I think people already are. People think, I don't want to get involved. We already are there.
No, you're right about that.
I mean, do you think so?
I agree,
I know
Katie,
that's harsh, but people are already...
Yeah, we're like, you see somebody laying on the ground, you're like, I'm just going to keep going because I don't know what's happening.
We're already there so much that there are reality shows setting up stunts like this to see if people will react.
Will help or not. Now, official attorney Lisa Lanier, what is your gut opinion? I mean, in California, does this thief have a chance of winning a lawsuit like this or no?
No. Okay. No, no, no.
Good.
I don't think the thief will even be able to find anybody to
take it.
You know, assist him in
Thank
any representation.
Goodness.
And if he filed it on his own, I think it's going to get laughed out of court because this guy, you know, he was just trying to stop this armed robbery, and mm-hmm. He's a legitimate Good Samaritan, and I don't think he used excessive force. And really, I think this guy, he was not a young man. He was 58 years old. He whacked him with a chair. Then he jumped him and got the knife away. I mean, good for him. I think he's a hero.
I agree.
Nobody's going to go after him.
All right. As always, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier, if you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. 1-888-CONSULT or go to 107.5KZHill.com. You'll see her picture. Just click on it. She has offices all over the state of North Carolina.